哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And peace to us, all brothers and sisters.
来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十八章。
1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章第六节
chapter 18 verse 6
第六节，大卫打死了那非利士人，同众人回来的时候，妇女们从以色列各城里出来，欢欢喜喜打鼓击磬，歌唱跳舞迎接扫罗王。七节
7.
众妇女舞道唱和说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。八节
8.
扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这话，就说，将万万归大卫，千千归我，只剩下王位没有给他了。九节
9.
从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。在这里记载，当大卫他这个立下战功啊，杀了非利士人讨战的勇士哥利亚。
And here writes about David that he has a victory over their arch enemies Goliath.
激励了以色列全军的士气啊，打了一场这个大大的胜仗。
And that he has become a victor for one of these greatest battles.
当大卫跟扫罗王他们凯旋而回的时候。
And while they were having these conversations between these two persons,
妇女们从以色列各城里出来欢喜跳舞唱歌来欢迎他们凯旋的英雄还有他们的王。
And all the women came out to the street to dance and to praise this great victor over these battles.
在欢喜庆祝当中这个妇女们他们唱和说着扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万这句歌颂的话。
And while these joyous dancings were happening, the woman also sang and spoke out, Saul has slain his thousands, while David has 10,000.
在这句话里头，我们看到有两个数字。
Here we see two set of figures.
千千跟万万这两个数字。
And here's the thousands and the other set of 10,000.
无心出口的两个数字。
And here, arbitrarily, two set of numbers appear.
却造成以色列这双雄之间紧张的关系。
And because of these two sets of numbers, it creates great anxieties among these two great victors.
也衍生出中国所谓的寄生于何生亮这种纠杂的情节。
And here it comes up to be what we call it the great conflicts that when there's some chaotic event happens, eventually things will come.
也留下了千古的遗憾。
And it also bring great regrets.
不可否认，在这竞争的时代里头。
And it's obvious that in this competitive society,
数字可以说是现代人的吗啡安非他命。
Probably numbers becomes morphine or antihistamines for people this generation.
让人目眩神摇让人无法抗拒。
And numbers becomes an object that no one is able to fight against.
在教会在学校里头，学生、老师、家长还比成绩。
In the academic or in the school arena, we can see that parents and students compete for grades.
在职场上，老板、员工冲业绩。
And while in the companies, the employer and employee would like to get the better number.
在政坛上，官员、明代拼政绩。
And while in politics, our politicians would like to show their would like to compete for numbers also.
个个无不卯足了劲，使尽全力一心追赶漂亮的数字。
And everyone try their best to compete for the best number that they can show to others.
数字的成长确实给人类开了一个新的视野。
And as the number progresses or grows, that it becomes an eye-opener for people.
啊，诱发了人类的潜能。
And it excites people's, it bring energies to people.
但也点燃了恶性竞争的隐性。
But you also give us a hint about competitions.
破坏了人际关系的和谐。
And it breaks the harmonies between friends.
啊，更进一步压缩了人跟人之间啊的缓冲空间。
And numbers also bring us a very small gaps that people has for bargain.
好，于是在这种人比人哈，这个输人不输阵的心理状况之下。
And especially that where people would not like to lose.
啊，人比人气死人的剧情啊，就不断的上演了。
And when one man begins to compete for things, then we will see that how it brings aggravations to both of people.
甚至啊，人比人杀死人的悲剧啊，也跟着出现。
And when man begins to compete, we can see that one may hurt or kill others.
哦，圣经里头，该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
In the story of the Bible, we see that Cain killed his brother Abel.
在这里呀，扫罗啊要杀大卫。
In this reading, Saul wanted to kill David.
啊，难道不都是这种比一比的心态，而恶化成为嫉妒纷争
？Isn't this just the competitions that it begins to deteriorate that becomes it brings envy？
啊，最后导致不幸。
And eventually, it becomes an unfortunate event.
啊，想想看，在主耶稣那个时代里头
，Let us rethink about the period of Jesus.
啊，倘若当年那个穷寡妇在圣殿啊里头要奉献之前啊
，And let us think of how this poor widow before she was about to offer in the temple
啊也啊也先要和前头、啊、那些财主们呢、啊、来个比一比啊
，And it was just seems that they are competing with those rich owners at that time。
那恐怕哈、啊，他连掏出他那两个小钱的勇气啊。也不会有的啦。
And probably that at that circumstances at that time, probably that this poor widow would not are reluctant to bring up and offer that two pennies.
怎么会有耶稣基督对她的称赞
？And then how come then that Jesus praised her?
好在这个穷寡妇她人穷志不穷。
And we know that even though that monetarily she is poor, yet she has dignity.、
啊否则啊啊，只为了面子而失去了理智啊，那才真的是划不来呀、啊。
And just because that of her dignity that she's able to withstand that contemplations.
哦，比较的心态在教会里头也会有啊。
Competitions also exist within the church.
哦，啊，刚刚啊，有人问小弟啊。
Recently, someone asked me.
啊，这次学生联恩会有几个得圣灵？
And how many received the Holy Spirit this past spiritual convocation?
听说上次十几个。
And I heard that in the past we have more than 10.
感谢主，这一次没有人得圣灵，因为上次都得完了。
Thanks to the grace of God that this time zero received the Holy Spirit because previously everyone had received the Holy Spirit.
那还没有得的，下次准备要得到圣灵。
And for those that yet to receive, for the next time they may receive it.
其实重要的是我们有没有尽心尽力、啊、
And the important point here is that whether we try our best.
人的尽心才能够承受神的祝福。
And when men tried our best, then God will bless us.
好，大卫当年打死的敌人哥利亚。
David at that time killed the enemy, Goliath.
可以说啊，举国为之疯狂啊。
Especially that the whole countries were proud of that.
为了这一刻。辉煌战果，欢欣鼓舞之际啊
！And with that great honor of that David had done，
哦，这个妇女们呢、啊，更是啊啊，这个衷心的来颂赞他们心目中的英雄大卫。
And all the women that come and praise the great victor or the heroes who is David，
而唱和出这么一句“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万”的赞美之声。
And the praise statement is that Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
啊，没想到这一句赞美之声却为日后留下了极深远的影响。
And unnoticed at that time that these statements that he has left behind a great memories that they can think about.
晚上小弟想跟大家借着这个赞美来谈谈赞美人的人。
Tonight I will share with you that the person who praise others.
好，再来听到别人被人赞美。
And that you have heard that someone being praised.
还有受人家赞美的人。
And you are the person who received the praising.
好，他们每个这个角色不同的角色之间应有的反应。
And with different perspective and angle that we can see how our reactions will be.
首先我们来看看在这一段记载里头赞美人赞美别人的这些妇女们。
And let us see from this paragraph about the woman who praised others.
对这些妇女们来说
To the woman.
这一句扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万是一句赞美的话语。
And to the woman, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s is just a statement of praises.
但是不可否认的也很容易成为一种个人崇拜的话语。
And but undeniably that this will be also statements of self-praising.
因为在这个时刻里头大卫从一个默默无闻的小牧童，成为家喻户晓的大英雄。
At this time, David was an unknown shepherd. That suddenly, that he becomes a great victor and a hero.
让这些妇女们为之疯狂，为之唱和感动。
And this made all the women excited and that praised him greatly.
但是从这些妇女们他们的颂赞当中，我们也不难看出
And from this woman praises, we cannot see much.
当人将个人的尊重提升到最高点的时候
，and when a person has respect or honor others to the greatest that they can do，
很容易导致对人的尊重胜过对神的感恩。
That one will automatically praise man more than giving graces to God。
在这边我们看到这些妇女们唱和都是对象都是人。
And here all the prospective candidates are all human.
让我们看出人都有这个英雄崇拜的倾向。
And here tells us that man, everyone has a hero or a victor that one would like to praise.
人很容易因为人的附带价值而来尊敬人，来定位一个人。
And probably because of what they one had done that one can be And one, how one respect people or how one determine the dignity of person.
比如说他的学问。
We judge a person by their academics.
他的家世。
By his family background.
他有没有钱。
Is he wealthy?
他有没有势力。
Does he have a position in the society?
来决定我是不是要尊敬他。
And this will make us determine whether can I respect or honor this person.
他值不值得我崇拜他？
Is this person worthy for me to be honored and respected?
人都有这样的一个倾向。
And this may be the trait of a person.
我们来看《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传十二章。二十节到二十三节
，Acts chapter 12:20-23。
二十节
，verse 20，
希律恼怒推罗西顿的人，他们那一带地方是从王的地土得粮，因此就托了王的内侍臣。伯拉斯都的情一心来求和二十一节希律在所定的日子穿上朝服坐在位上对他们讲论一番二十二节百姓喊着说这是神的声音不是人的声音二十三节希律不归荣耀给神所以主的使者立刻罚他他被虫所咬气就绝了这里记载这个推罗西顿这个地方的人他们因为是商业都市所以自己所出产的粮食不够吃
And Sidon and Tyre is a merchant cities that their produce are not insufficient to feed his own people, her own people.
所以他们的粮食是从这个加利利亚进口的。
And all their food are imported from Galilee.
而加利利亚是当时希律王分封的地。
And at that time, Galilee is a provincial city of Herod.
所以有求于希律王，只好找人去说情。
And so that they need help, and so they send people before Herod.
希律王他穿上朝服。 在锁定的日子，来对这些推罗西顿的百姓来演讲。
And on that day, on that appointed day, that he dressed as a king, king's robe, and he spoke to the people of Sidon and Tyre.
一来，他贵为一个分封的王。
And he comes as a great honorable king.
拥有权势。Person
coming with power.
再来，推罗西顿人有求于他。
And secondly, the citizen of Tyre and Sidon ask for a request of help from him.
所以在一番讲论之后，当时推罗西顿的百姓纷纷喊着说：“哇，这不是人的声音啊，这简直就是神的声音啊！” And
then eventually, the people after listening to the orations of the kings says that this is not the voice of man but the voice of God.
这个话。 当然啦，在希律王听来是心花怒放，摇摇欲坠。
And when the king heard of these statements, the king became really annoyed.
我不但是个王，甚至我还像神一样，受人家来崇拜。
And I'm not only just a king, but I may be like God, that will be like to be praised by others.
圣经说，他不归荣耀给神，所以神的使者罚他。 他被虫所咬就气绝了。And
the Bible says that the angel of God struck him and punished him, and he was eaten by worm and died.
根据这个犹太的史学家的记载，希律在讲论的途中就昏倒了，五天后就死掉了。According
to Jewish archaeology studies, that during these orations, that King Herod spoke, and then he fainted, and then 5 days later he died.
所以当我们在称赞一个人的时候
，When we praise another person，
我们也要小心，也要留意。We
have to be careful and be aware，
这个人在我们心目中是不是已经超越了神，取代了神的位置
？Is this person surpassing God or surpassing the position of God？
或者是我们忘了要将荣耀、将感谢归给神。
Have we forgotten to praise and give thanks to God?
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
115篇第一节。
Psalms 115, verse 1.
诗篇115篇第一节。
Psalms 115, verse 1.
第一节，神啊，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们。 要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下，愿我们在称赞人的时候都能够谨记这一句。So
when we praise people, let us recall like these words.
再来，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，这一句赞美的声音，赞美的话语，对听到大卫受赞美的扫罗来讲，又是怎么样的一句话？
Now these statements that the woman says Saul has slain his thousands and David has slain his 10,000, to the listener, Saul himself, how would he react?
这个圣经说，扫罗不喜悦。And
the Bible writes that Saul wasn't pleased.
而且很生气。And
he became very angry.
而且说将万万归给大卫，千千归给我，只剩下王位没有给他。And
Saul would say that they have ascribed to David 10,000s. And to me, they have ascribed the 10,000s. What else is left but the kingdom?
妇女们这一句唱和，这一句话成了，对这个扫罗来说，成了一个嫉妒怨恨的话。And
the singing of these women, it becomes a statement of jealousies and envies.
这句话如同芒刺在背，内心非常不喜悦。
And these statements caused a great sorrows in his heart.
不但不嘉许大卫的战功。
Not only that this increased the praises of David.
不但没有计划想要重用大卫啊。
And not only that Saul did not plan not to promote David.
而是一心想要置大卫于死地。
And all his determinations is how he can stop David.
箴言十四章三十节，我们曾经分享过。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30 that previously we have studied before.
嫉妒啊，是骨中的朽烂。
And envy is jealousy to the you rotten the bone.
雅各书三章十六节那边也说啊。
James chapter 3 verse 16 it writes.
哪里有嫉妒纷争啊，哪里就有混乱了。
And where there is envy, there is chaos.
所以对扫罗来说，这一句称赞的话，这两个数字啊。对他来说是一个怨恨嫉妒的话。
And to Saul, these two set of numbers becomes a statement of envy and anger.
在圣经啊，有一个人例外的。
And in the Bible, there's another extraordinary person.
我们来看施洗约翰的例子。
Let's see John the Baptist.
我们先看约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
22节
22.
约翰福音三章二十二节
John chapter 3 verse 22.
二十二节，这是以后耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。二十三节
23.
约翰在靠近撒冷的爱嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。二十四节
24.
那时约翰还没有下在监里。二十五节
25.
约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。二十六节
26.
就来见约翰说，拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。二十七节
27.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。二十八节
28.
我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。二十九节
29.
娶新娘的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。三十节
30.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。这里记载啊，当这个主耶稣受洗之后，跟他的门徒在犹太地，在这个在那边也施洗啊。
And here say after the baptism of Jesus and that in the land of Judea, what they were doing conducting baptism.
约翰的门徒有一天跟一个犹太人就辩论起洁净的理啊。
And there is a debate by the disciple of John the Baptist and one of the Jews about purifications.
极有可能在辩论说应该要给谁洗礼才对啊。
And the debate is who shall hold the baptism.
约翰的门徒当然会这么说啊。
And the disciple of John the Baptist would say,
当然要给这个老牌的这个施洗约翰来洗礼才对啊。
And obviously we should be given to those more senior who is John the Baptist.
你看现在那个也帮人家洗礼的耶稣他也接受这个约翰的洗礼我老师的洗礼啊。
And look at Jesus, he was also receiving the baptism of John the Baptist, who is my master.
所以应该要接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
And by rights that,They should receive the baptism of John the Baptist.
或许这个犹太人说，但是你老师也为那个耶稣做见证啊。
But the Jew, this Jew said, replies that even your master also testified for Jesus.
他是神的羔羊啊。
And saying that he is the Lamb of God.
所以应该要去他那边洗礼啊。
And obviously, we should go to Jesus to be baptized.
结果通通来见施洗约翰，要问个明白啊。
And so everyone comes before John the Baptist to clarify this.
就对约翰说说老师从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那一位现在也在施洗，大家都往他那里去了。
And so that now that who was baptizing with you that at the Jordan, everyone is going to him now.
言下之意说老师赶快想办法不然我们要关门了。
And basically, the disciple Jesus says that, Master, you better think of some solution for this, otherwise, we will not be in business any longer.
我们看约翰怎么回答。
Let us see what John replied.
哦，约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
And says, unless it's given by the heavens, no one will receive any.
哦，所以让约翰能够那么样的大量，哦，啊，宰相肚里能撑船的原因，第一个，尊重神。
And John the Baptist is able to reply this with all his gladness is because he put God first.
哦，神自然会处理啊。
And God will settle the issue.
如果他不是出于神的，他就会败亡啊。
And unless he come from God, he will definitely fail.
如果出于神的，那我们就小心哦，恐怕是攻击了神啊。
And if he comes from God, then that we are going against God.
哦，这让我们想起使徒时代那个加玛列的啊，对当日啊那个犹太公会的见解啊。
And it's just like Gamaliel during the when he comes before the Sanhedrin.
哦，劝导他们。啊，不要管耶稣的门徒。
And that his exhortation is that they should not oversee the disciple of Jesus.
哦，所以为什么会嫉妒
？Why is there envy？
啊，通常都是没有尊神为大。
And most of the time is because we disrespect God.
哦，没有尊神为大，才会产生嫉妒跟纷争。
And because we disrespect God, that we create a chaos and there is envy among them.
想要替神来出力来处置。
And we try to replace God to settle their issues.
好，再来，事实上说啊，说我曾说过我不是基督啊，是奉差遣在他面前啊，你们也可以给我做见证。
And John says that I'm not Christ, but I have been sent before him, and you would be my witness.
让使徒约翰啊不会嫉妒的。第二个原因呢、啊，他清楚明白自己的角色。
And the second reason John the Baptist does not envy his others doing is because he knows his position.
他明白自己在神的救恩圣工里头的定位啊。
And John understands the path to way of salvation. He knows his what he should do.
他是开路先锋而已。
And he is a pioneer.
他是男配角，不是男主角啊。
And he's not a main actor. He's a supporting actor.
哦，他是个伴郎，而不是新郎啊。
And he's the best man and not a groom.
所以他知道，他清楚明白自己的角色。
And John the Baptist clearly understands his position.
不抢夺神的角色。
And he doesn't surpasses God's position.
啊，不取代神啊他的计划啊所设立的。这个人的啊，工人的这个角色。
And he does, John doesn't substitute his roles in the way of God.
哦，所以啊，难怪他的喜乐能够满足啊。
And obviously that the joy of John the Baptist is able to fulfill him.
哦，能够说出千古名言，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That John is able to say this eloquent statement says that he will increase and I will decrease.
啊，对约翰来说。耶稣的出现不但对他没有威胁
，and to John the Baptist, the existence of John of Jesus not only causes harm to John,
而拥有那个交棒的喜悦
，but John also has the spirit of passing the test forward.
哦，所以当我们听到有别人被称赞的时候
，and when we heard others being praised,
我们能不能像使徒约翰？拥有如此的胸怀
，Do we have the heart as John the Baptist able to accept others？
在乎我们对神是不是尊重，对自己的角色是不是认知
？And firstly, is that do we respect God and what is our role in all these praises？
好，这是对扫罗来说哈。
And this is what this statement is to Saul。
好，最后啊，对被称赞的人哈，这个对这个大卫来说。
And lastly, is that to the person whom been praised, David.
这一句扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的赞美之声啊。
And this statement, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
啊，却成为他逃命的主要原因。
And this is one of the main reasons why he has to flee for his life.
功高震主啊，不逃怎么可以呢？
And with all the dangers coming shooting at him. He has to run.
扫罗因为这句话想要杀大卫。
And because of these statements, Saul wants to kill David.
哦，再来，这一句话 也成为大卫被人家轻视的原因。
And with the same statements that this is David being despised by others.
哦，撒母耳记上的二十一章啊。
First Samuel chapter 21.
好，这个是大卫啊，他为了躲避扫罗暂时啊，跑到加特，好，想要去投靠啊这个加特王。
And this is the reasons why that he tried to flee from Saul and he went to Gath.
好，那啊在那里啊，我们来看哈这个二十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那日大卫起来躲避扫罗，逃到加特王亚吉那里。十一节。
11.
亚吉的臣仆对亚吉说：“这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？”十二节。
12.
大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕。加特王亚吉十三节，就在众人面前改变寻常的举动，在他们手下装啊假装疯癫了，在城的门上胡乱写字，啊，使唾沫留在胡子上。十四节，亚吉对臣仆说：“你们看，这人是疯子，为什么啊带他到我这里来呢？”十五节，我岂缺少疯子呢？你们带这人来在我的面前疯癫吗？这人岂可以进我的家呢？啊，这里啊，啊，记载大卫啊，为了逃命哈、啊，跑到这个啊亚吉那边了。
And here writes about David tried to flee for his life when to Achish, king of Gath.
哦，然后被人家认出来了。
And he was recognized.
哦，大卫为了自保，所以就只好装啊假装疯癫了。
And to protect himself, that David tries to become a mad person.
啊。昔日啊，那个杀死非利士人勇士的英雄大卫啊
，and the great heroes victor that kills the Philistines
啊，现在成为一个疯癫啊，唾沫流满胡子啊，胡写乱画的一个疯子。
Now he become an insane person that he's really very out of his mind.
哦，他被亚基啊给轰出门外啊
，and he was thrown out of the palace gate.
好，那这一句。啊，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，也成为啊，哦，人家防范大卫的一句话。
And this statement, Saul is saying his thousands, and David 10,000, has become a statement that others would think twice.
好，在撒母耳记上的二十九章。
In First Samuel chapter 29.
哦，这是后来大卫啊投靠亚吉啊。
And later David relied upon Achish.
哦，那非利士人跟啊，以色列人呢、啊？他们要做最后的决战。
And the Philistines and the Israelites were having the last battle.
哦，投靠亚基的这个大卫啊，啊，也被哦、要被迫参战。
And David was forced into the battle.
哦，啊，在这里我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
非利士人的首领向亚基发怒，对他说：“你要叫这人回你所安置他的地方啊。”不可叫他同我们出战，恐怕他在阵上反为我们的敌人。他用什么与他的主人复合呢？岂不是用我们这些人的首级吗？第五节。
Verse 5.
从前以色列的妇女唱啊跳舞唱和说：“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。”所说的不是这个大卫吗？好，这里呀、啊，好谈到说，啊，非利士的首领啊反对大卫出战了。
And here the princes of the Philistines were reluctant of David going to the battle.
好，因为让他们想起当日哦，这个以拉谷之战呢、啊，哦，杀死他们的勇士哥利亚就是这个大卫啊。
And they recall that on that last event that this is the victor that kills their best army.
哦，他们怕大卫啊，阵前倒戈啊，哦，跟扫罗又联合。然后啊，他们到时候啊，就，哦，这个就惨了。
And the king, the Philistines were afraid that, David would turn around and gang up with Saul, and then they would attack the Philistines, and it would be a great loss for the Philistines.
哦，就啊，这个不同意大卫跟他们一起出去征战。
And therefore, the Philistines were reluctant to send David out to the battle.
哦，当然这也是神的怜悯哦，解了大卫啊。啊，免去啊啊同胞自我相残的啊这个窘境。
And probably this is the mercy of God that to save David from killing his own brothers.
啊， 同样的一句话
The same statement、
哦、对大卫来说
To David、
哦、却成了逃命的原因、
is one of the reasons why he flee for his life、
啊、成了受人轻视让人防范他的一句话、
become a statement that others will、despise upon him、
哦、所以、啊、当我们听到人家在赞美我们的时候啊
When we heard others praising us,
我们也要小心谨慎啊。
We have to be watchful.
路加福音六章二十六节那边说
，Luke chapter 6 verse 26 writes,
人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了。
Woe to you when everyone say good about you.
哦，因为当日啊，这是你们哈以色列祖先对待啊那个先知啊假先知也是这样啊。
And this is how they treat the prophets at that time.
所以。面对人家称赞的时候
When we are being praised by others,
我们真的也要小心谨慎
We have to be careful and, be,、and watch of all things
最后我们来看箴言的二十七章
Proverbs chapter 27
二十七章二十一节
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 21
二十一节
Verse 21
鼎为炼银炉为炼金人的称赞也是炼人这里告诉我们、哦啊、人的称赞、啊、如同炼金炼银一样也炼人、啊、
And the word of praises is just like refining the gold and silver Just like also refines man.
一句无心的称赞
And unconscious praises.
两个比较的数字千千跟万万
Two set of numbers being compared thousands and ten thousands.
对称赞人的人
To those that praise others.
听到别人被称赞的人
And to those being, when you heard, you are being praised.
以及受人称赞的人各有不同的影响
And also for those being praised, you have different effect.
好，让我们想起啊，当日主耶稣降生的时候，众天使所称赞、赞、唱和的一句话。
And let us also recall ourselves that when Jesus was born, the angels praised.
啊，荣耀归给至高的神。
Glory and honor to this great King.
平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And peace to those.Who love him.
所以唯有我们懂得将荣耀归给至高的神
And if we can give thanks to the great God
平安啊才能真正归给神所喜悦的人
And peace will come to you
求主耶稣帮助我们
May the Lord help us
唱诗
Let's sing him
第十首